We're here on KSOM talking high school track and field. This is a big week with Thursday night, the last night for high school athletes to try and qualify for the Drake Relays. Riverside Boys has a number of relays that could possibly go to the Drake Relays next week. Alex Oliver, head coach for the Bulldogs boys track and field team here on KSOM. And coach, how are you feeling about your relays going into a big week here for track?
Nothing safe this week in track and field, especially how fast things have been going. Last week, lots and lots of fast times were put down across the state. So I like the opportunity that we have, and we're close to getting in four relays, but we're also close to getting in zero relays. So we're going to have a good week.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know what happens and what other numbers. Take me through some of these relays and how they've been going for you.
We'll start off with early in the meet, we have the 4x8, and we've run 806 and some change in that, which is leading class 1A, but it's 15th in all classes and 16 get in. That relay has Brody Henderson, Owen Fenner, Cruz Jaquez, and Dawson Henderson. That quartet's really cut a bunch of time off of even where they ran at state last year. They were state medalist relay last year, and it has really improved, and it's kind of a sense of pride for those guys. So they want to punch that ticket. And then our next one would be the distance medley, and that'll have Cole Jepson. He's one of the best starters that I've seen in the game around us. There's not many people that beat him out of the blocks. And then he hands off to Jackson Gordon. That's been just getting in way better shape as the season's been going on. Maddox Kanoki's on the 400 leg of that and has run some really vital legs for us. And then on the back end is Dawson Henderson again. I'm looking forward to a big meet from him. Later in the meet, it would be the 4x1, and we've run 44, 42 in that. And that puts us 80th in all classes right now. You got to be top 96. That's a really fast time for us this early in the year. It's a couple tenths of a second off of our school record, which medaled us at state last year. So those guys and that would be Cole Henderson again, or Cole Jepson out of the blocks. And then you have Jackson Gordon on the back stretch, and the corners Aaron Smith, and then Maddox Kanoki is the anchor again. And then one that's always a fun one that meets around here is the 4x4. It'd be Cole Jepson out of the blocks again, to Brody Henderson, to Maddox Kanoki. He really likes that third leg because he feels like he can catch up a lot. And then Dawson Henderson on the anchor. So those are the four that prospects for us and potential Drake relays.
Yeah, well, and I imagine the goal this week, just get them as low as you can.
Yeah, I've never had any athlete hit the blue standard or as far as a relay on the track. I've had a couple field events hit it. So personally, I'd really like to see that happen for me, and then for Riverside as a school, that we're just progressing right now, and we're getting some improved times, because you don't get to control any other school's relays or what they're doing. We just have to go as fast as we can.
Okay. What about some of your individual events? Who has really stood out the most there?
So far we've scored some field event points this weekend, or last week was big for us. We put up 40 points at the Avoca meet. Transpiring has thrown well in discus. Cole Jepson and Aaron Smith both had a really good long jump. Individually, the 400 hurdles has been a good event for us. Dawson Henderson, Jackson Gordon, Jet Rose, all those guys are at a minute or faster. And then we just are pretty balanced besides that. There's lots and lots of guys contributing right now.
I imagine that the toughest thing to do towards the end of the season, as you prepare for state qualifying night, is to see which four events for Cole, which four events for Brody, which four events for Dawson, which four events for Jackson, Maddox, all Jet, you got so many different options. The Smiths, it's going to be interesting. How challenging is that going to be for you?
It's a blessing and a curse. my son and I talk about this quite a bit about, do you put them in this race or do you put them in this race? It's going to come down to, for a few of them, can we win a state title in that event? And it's nice to think about it that way rather than, can we qualify that event? So some of those guys might not be in a race because I don't know for sure how they'll place at state. And then, so whatever they end up in, I'm going to be really confident and they're going to compete for sure.
So you got a, what's this week look like for you?
On Tuesday, the majority of my team's going to go to Tri-Center. I have a couple relays that are going to go over to Ankeny and try to race against some 3A, 4A schools that have some really competitive times. Thursday, we were originally scheduled for the Underwood meet, but we have a junior high home meet, so we'll be working that. Other than that, we're just going to let it fly on Tuesday.
Very good. Well, it's been a great season so far. Let's hope it keeps going and you're able to drop some times and send a contingent next week to the Blue Oval. I mean, how much do the kids talk about wanting to go to the Drake Relays?
Every day. I mean, that's something that they've brought up since the start of season at practice. Hey, what do we got to go to? What do we have to run to do this? What do we got to drop to get to that? What do we have to do? It's just, it's another benchmark, a checkpoint for their season. None of those guys have ever competed at Drake Relays. So they've seen maybe family or, you know, siblings on the girls' side compete there for multiple years, and they're ready for their opportunity.
We'll see if they have that chance. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck on the track this week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Alex Oliver, head coach for Riverside Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.